Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by Uri. Hey, Uri, he sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready for a story about a very special fox? Me too! Let's go! Oh, it's Saturday morning. I love Saturdays, said Uri. Uri was just waking up, and it was a beautiful day outside. He was really looking forward to playing outside with his friend Foxy. Yeah, he has a friend that's a real fox that lives outside in the forest. And after breakfast, that's exactly what Uri was going to do. He raced downstairs and gobbled up his breakfast. As he ran over to the front door to put his shoes on, wait a second, where'd my shoes go? Dad, have you seen my shoes? He shouted. No, Uri, have you checked by the door? Yeah, that's exactly where I'm looking, but they're not here. Maybe go check your room and, I don't know, just look around. Those shoes couldn't have walked off by themselves, his dad said. Uri started to look all over the house for his shoes. He really needed to find his shoes so he could go play with Foxy. Aw, man. As he looked in his room and everywhere, the shoes were definitely missing. What? Someone must have taken them. There's no way that shoes could have walked off by themselves, said Uri. Well, Uri went outside and called Foxy over. Foxy, are you there? Foxy came running out of the forest right to him. Hey, Uri, what's going on, and why don't you have shoes on? You need shoes, silly. We gotta go exploring in the forest, and you always need shoes. Well, that's exactly the problem. My shoes are missing, and I'm pretty sure they were stolen, so I need your help.
What do you mean? Who would want to steal your shoes? I know your shoes are nice and all, but they're kind of stinky, and... I don't know if anyone would want to steal them, said Foxy.
Well, I don't know, but we gotta start looking around for clues. Could you help me?
Okie dokie.
Foxy joined Uri in their search for Uri's shoes. They started looking in all the normal places that could have been maybe left outside, you know, by the slide or at the park. They weren't there. As they started walking back towards the house, Foxy smelled something.
Wait a second. I think I smell something. Yeah, it's definitely your stinky shoes. This way.
Foxy took off running to next to the garage. Uri followed closely behind, and there it was. Well, it was only one, but there is one of Uri's shoes. It was stuck behind the bush.
Wait a second, said Uri. I've literally never taken my shoes off over here. I never go behind that bush. You see, I didn't leave them out here. Someone took it, and they hid it behind this bush. I don't know why, but here we are.
All right, so it looks like we need to solve this mystery, said Foxy. All right, so the clues are, well, I guess we only have one clue. The clue is this shoe behind the bush. Are there any tracks? Let's see.
Foxy and Uri both knelt down to the ground to where the shoes were. Sure enough, there were a whole bunch of little footprints.
What are those? Said Uri.
Well, it smells like a... Oh, yeah. Oh, it smells delicious. It smells like a mouse. Oh, I'm hungry now.
Wait, Foxy, said Uri. I don't think this is mealtime. I know you like to snack on mice, but let's just find my shoe first.
Okay, said Foxy.
Yeah, foxes, they like to eat mice. So this might be a little complicated in trying to track down these shoes if a mouse is involved.
How in the world would a mouse be able to get a shoe out here? There's no way it could fit on its foot.
Wait a second. Look under that bush over there, said Uri. As he pulled the branches back on that bush to look inside, there was a hole and a shoelace sticking out. It's got to be my shoe, shouted Uri. He started to pull on the shoelace, and out popped his other shoe. Oh, I finally found my shoes, said Uri.
Hey, wait a second. Those are my shoes.
What is that voice coming from? Said Uri. And there they were, a whole family of mice inside the hole. And they looked pretty upset.
Hey, Dad, where are you going to sleep tonight? We don't have anything warm to sleep on and we needed that shoe. Give it back now.
Oh, my. Oh, that is a very angry mouse. Well, Mr. Mouse, I'm very sorry, but those are actually my shoes. And if you needed something comfy, I can find you something.
What do you? Ah! It's a fox! Run!
The mice had just realized that there was a fox sitting right next to them, and they dove back into the hole under the bush.
Wait. Foxy's not going to eat you. Don't worry. Hey, hold on. I'll be right back.
Uri ran over to the garage and found an old towel that was sitting in the back corner. He brought the towel back with him to the mice.
Hello, mice family. Here, I think this could be really nice for your bed to sleep on instead of my shoe. This is probably even better.
The mice very carefully peeked out of the hole.
You promise that scary monster's not gonna eat us?
Oh, yes, we promise. Right, Foxy?
Yes, I guess. Okay, I promise. I won't eat you.
I think that was a really hard thing for Foxy to promise, but considering the circumstances, he had to do it. Uri handed the mice this nice fluffy towel, and they were very happy.
Oh, wow! This is so much better than what we had before! Thank you so much!
The mice were very happy with their nice warm bedding. They brought it back into their hole, and I think they just made the best sleeping bed ever. Wow, Foxy, that was a wild adventure. But now that I have my shoes, can we get back to, exploring the forest?
Oh, absolutely! Let's go!
Shouted Foxy, as Uri and Foxy ran off after having completed their first adventure. I think they're on their way to the next adventure. The end.
Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Kristen and Michaela from Hong Kong, Riley from North Carolina, Holden and Cove from Portland, Oregon, Justin from Melbourne, Australia, Rowan from Oregon, Pranav from the United States, and Noah from San Antonio, Texas. I'm so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his team without you, my friends. Will, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye.